Good day to you, and thank you for listening to Think on These Things. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America was signed on July 4, 1776. On July 8, at noontime, it was proclaimed in the State House Yard in Philadelphia. And on July 19, it was proclaimed in Boston from the State House balcony. John Adams wrote, "I am well aware of the toil and blood and treasure it will cost us to maintain this declaration and support and defend these states. I can see that the end is worth all the means. With solemn acts of devotion to God, we ought to commemorate it." After a long and bloody battle for independence, our forefathers wrote a constitution to govern their nation, and aside from the Bible, nothing has so altered the course of human history. But let us not forget that the Constitution is no better than the people who are governed by it. Without the support of the people, the Constitution is no better than the paper on which it is written. Laws are written on paper, but unless they become property of the heart, there will be no respect for, nor obedience to, the principles and laws set forth in it. This is what the psalmist was talking about when he wrote, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain." That's from Psalms 127. It is impossible to reverence the Constitution without reverencing God, and it is impossible for the Constitution to protect us if we evict God from our government and our lives. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for listening to Think on These Things.